FEMA is being bombarded with calls for help after three natural disasters in this country within weeks of each other. There's the aftermath of last week's Hurricane Laura in Louisiana and Texas, fires in California, and then don't forget about the derecho in Iowa. People there feel many people have forgotten. This powerful windstorm, like a tornado without the spiral, hit about 3 weeks ago, and many Iowans are still unable to apply for individual federal assistance to repair their homes. Let's bring back Kate Payne, Eastern Iowa reporter for Iowa Public Radio. And Kate, when we spoke a couple weeks ago, you told us about people living outside in Cedar Rapids, because of the damage of the derecho there. Their apartments were, you know, devastated. It sounds like these people were able to relocate, so start there. Where are they?
Yes, so these families saw an outpouring of help, and many have been able to move into shelters, including at a local refugee support organization, which has been working very closely with them. Others have gone to hotels or are staying with family and friends. Some have entirely left the state. And refugee advocates are working with leaders in this particular community to really try and work on long-term solutions for long-term housing. That's going to be a real challenge for them to get people rehoused before winter.
You're telling us about people who were living in apartments and many of them refugees, but we've been hearing from listeners who are just average citizens, you know, living in homes who normally didn't have a lot of issues, and now they're confronted with so much loss. And many of them feel forgotten. What are you hearing?
Absolutely. So I think Midwesterners pride themselves on being self-reliant, but some of these people are really feeling that the state and federal government have failed them in this response, that it's just been insufficient. I talked with a city administrator of a small town of about 2,500 people last week, and he told me leaders literally flew over his county by helicopter, that said that no state or federal officials had come to see the damage in his county. And again, when President Trump visited the state to see the damage, he visited Linn County, the highest population center, but he didn't leave the airport.
Well, so there's this sense, I mean, talk about flyover country, there's this sense that they've been forgotten. But President Trump did approve federal aid for public assistance to fix utilities and public buildings a couple weeks ago, but didn't approve individual assistance. Since then, we know residents in at least one county can apply. So what's been the response, and what's the sense of how much broader it needs to be?
Yeah, so initially, Governor Kim Reynolds requested federal assistance for 27 counties. So far, 16 have gotten that public assistance, so for rebuilding county buildings and for debris removal for those county governments. And again, only that one county, Linn County, the largest population center, has gotten individual assistance. And so for the rest of those counties, I mean, it's just, as one local official put it to me, this is a drop in the bucket for the federal government, but it could change these people's lives. You know, there are folks living in trailer parks with the trailers entirely knocked off their foundations. Some people are still living in really abhorrent conditions because they don't see other options. And especially in the rural part of the state, there's just very little support in these small communities.
Now, we'll talk more about the rural poor in Iowa. We talked on the program about how crops were devastated. I mean, just flattened, you know. And we heard from people saying, you know, we're more than corn. In addition to crops being flattened, which is no small thing in an agricultural area, how are the rural poor doing?
Yeah, so as a local official put it to me, the farmers will be taken care of. You know, farmers have power in this state, even as they face so many challenges. But it's the rural poor, you know, who is taking care of them? Again, in some of these communities, there are a lot of older Iowans, retirees, who are living on very limited incomes, who have very specific health needs, like oxygen, insulin. And they say they just were not getting that support. I talked to an 83-year-old woman who took it upon herself to go door-to-door delivering food, this incredible woman. But who else would have done that if not for her in her community? And so you're seeing this incredible resilience of individuals. But the question is, where is the larger institutional support? And again, in these rural areas, there's fewer jobs. Everything is smaller scale. The mental health concerns are incredible because people are geographically isolated under so much pressure and not sure where to turn. We're also seeing incredible changes to the landscape with 100-year-old farmhouses destroyed. And so people are seeing this land that they love truly coming undone.
Oh, that could be so wounding, you know, just to see a barn destroyed. And sure. I should add that 83-year-old woman doing that noble work is doing it in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
Kate Payne, Eastern Iowa reporter for Iowa Public Radio. Thank you so much. Our thoughts are with the people there in Iowa. We're not going to forget the Durate Show. Thank you.
Thank you.